With Martin Bester.
One morning in the news, Peter was actually in the read a story about a Joburg guy that developed a game and went very, very popular. And people said to us, because we have more and more people every day tuning in from Johannesburg, saying, well, get the guy on the show. Let's honor this great oak from Joburg. And here he is. That's Brandon. Brandon, good morning.
Good morning, sir. Thanks so much for having me on your show.
God, you're not at school right now. Please don't do that.
Just, please call him Grandpa.
Shut up. Martin. And so, what is that? Where in Joburg are you from?
Mechalisig.
Oh, nice.
Just by Monty.
Oh, fantastic. Oh, that's amazing. That's why you've got a rustach there, isn't it? Like, very chilled.
Yeah.
No wonder you had time to develop games and things. So when did you start developing games?
I started at the age of 11. But I've always been really interested in technology and I've always loved video games.
So, I mean, for you to start developing a game, you must be a keen gamer.
Yeah, well, that was really what brought me into it. And the fact that I was so passionate about it and I loved it so much, that's what's really brought me so far.
Okay, cool. Games like what? Like Tekken and Tetris and Pac-Man and all those kind of good ones, eh?
Yeah, but it's funny, I actually don't play games too often anymore.
Oh, really?
Yeah, not at all.
Oh, okay. So you develop a game. It's obviously not in anybody's kind of ability to develop a game. You need to be quite savvy, right?
Yeah, definitely. So there's a lot of, obviously, programming and graphics design, and you really have to have quite a bit of knowledge in that.
I've never been a big gamer myself, but so when Peter that morning in the news read the story, I said to him, and he said he actually downloaded the game.
Taurus, yeah.
Yeah.
And I said, well, describe it to me. Do you want to hear his description?
Yeah.
Okay, this is how we explain. You must just jump in here and tell me if this does it justice. Okay, this is what he said. What's the game about? What do you have to do?
It's like you have to chase these little dots on your screen, but if you pick the wrong dot, then it's game over. Fantastic. So you have to make like a little road thingy.
Are you winning with the dots?
No, the thing is you restart without realizing. You just keep on going.
Like the head dot? Are you...
No, okay. I'm not the head
Peter,
dot.
Are you doing well?
No, I'm not.
All right, fantastic.
I'm not going to give you my score yet.
Okay, good. If anyone knows Brandon, if you may be listening, come tell us all about your game and help Peter. You're killing yourself. Connecting the dots. See, I was putting it out there that morning already. How did he do? Not great.
Yeah, it's pretty good description.
Really?
Yeah, it's if you play it, you'll see it's an extremely simple game.
Okay.
But that's really what I was going for. Because after Blast, which was my first game, I'd been developing that for just under 2 years. So I wanted to move into these much smaller games. So I developed Taurus in just 3 weeks.
Dude, how many people downloaded this game? I mean, how popular did it become?
So to give you kind of an idea...
Yeah.
It was chosen as Game of the Day in 137 countries.
Wow.
It was, which is not a normal thing.
No, that's not normal.
It was downloaded just over 100,000 times on its first day around the world.
You must excuse all my stupid questions, Brandon, but can you make money from this?
Yeah, definitely. But like, at the moment, that's not my goal at the moment. I'm not focusing on generating revenue.
But that's where I'm at. Brandon, can you make a lot of money from this?
There's...
If it's downloaded 100,000 times, does it mean you're okay?
There is tons of money in the gaming industry.
Yeah,
but
that's what I want to hear.
Like right. I said, I'm not focusing on that because I've put like minimal ads and in-app purchases in my game.
Okay, all right. Only 16 years old. When you were 16, Liesl, how were you doing? Great.
I was doing okay. No, not a game developer, but I think I was right.
So if there are people listening this morning, kids listening this morning, they want to get into game development, do you have a bit of a hint for them? What's game engines are good to download?
So the software I use is called, the game engine I use is called Unity.
Unity. Okay.
So you should definitely have a look at that. There's great learning resources on that, and it's free, more importantly. And it's also the industry standard, so as they progress, they can use that.
All right. Talking about technology, you're big in technology, obviously. After school, what do you want to become?
I'm not too sure, but I want to study computer science in the States.
Oh, in the States?
Yeah, MIT or Stanford, hopefully.
Okay, nice.
And then I want to develop my own a game development studio into a AAA studio.
Very cool, dude. You're obviously very savvy when it comes to tech, right? Have you had a look at the Jacaranda FM app?
I actually haven't.
Okay, well, we'll show you the app in a moment. Maybe you tell us what you like about it and maybe where we can improve.
Sure.
It's Youth Month. It's important we ask the youth of South Africa. So when do you want to go overseas? Well, after you studied, what are you, grade 11 now?
Yeah. So after I matriculate.
All right.
So just 2 years time.
So last question. What are your majors? When you are into game development and do you have good math?
Yeah, you need to have very good math.
I remember now why.
Yeah, it's something I've seen already because when you're doing like quite advanced game development, there's a lot of with the programming, you have to know a lot of algorithms and algorithm analysis, and that's something that I've been self-studying, and there's really like advanced maths in there.
Okay, you lost me at 100,000 downloads. That was the last thing I remember, which was fantastic. Brandon, thanks for popping into the studio this morning and inspiring other youngsters listening to the show that might also want to develop a game one day that becomes that popular.
The game called Taurus.
Taurus.
Thank you so, so much for coming in and sharing your energy with us. All the best. I hope you're going to be studying in the States soon. Sorry we had to lose you, but we'll remember you. We'll claim you, much like we did with Elon Musk. Yeah?
I hope so too. Thanks so much for having me on your show.
Cool, dude. Brandon Kanoch, everybody. Check him out, and I will get his feedback. If it's great about our app, I'll tell you about it. If it's not great, then we'll make as if it never happened. But we'll show him in a moment. Have you downloaded the Jacaranda app? We'll make him download it in a moment. And I was just asking you in the back of this, which game was your favorite game? Do you remember games? Throwback Thursday.
Morning, Martin, Besta and team. Yeah, till today. Today I play Pac-Man, man. What a game. That one is a canny doet. Pac-Man.
Morning, Martin en span. Hulle praat van Tekken en dit. Ja, dit was lekker en alles, maar Bomberman wen nog altyd. Dis die enigste game wat my pa saam met my speel het as 'n kind.
Johnny se van Pretoria. My favorite game was daai wat jy die eende moes skiet wat so uit die grasvelde uitspring.
Môre Gerald van Benoni hier so. Toe ons nog klein was het ons Tetris gespeel.
Tetris, bra. Het jy gesê eende? As jy eende moes skiet wat uit die gras uitspring. Wat was daai game se naam gewees? Ek kan dit onthou nie. Dankie vir die Throwback Thursday, waardeer het. We asked Brandon to have a look at our Jacaranda app. By the way, have you downloaded the Jacaranda app yet? I hope so. This is his feedback.
Looks like it's got a really modern design, which is good. And quite a few cool features, like I see it's got push notifications and something with the map here, location. It's obviously streaming live. It's quite nice. There's not much I would change just looking at it right now.
It's a thumbs up from the youth of Johannesburg, from Brandon, a game developer. Well done, Jacaranda FM.